Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
Ah, yes, 10:00 on the clock means it's time for a new week of Rabot and Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. My name is Louis Rabot at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find the station at ESPN 680. Other side of the glass is a man named Zach Cantrell. We'll hear from him at the end of this segment, maybe into the second segment. We've got a Stanley Cup Game 7 tonight. Why not? Let's do it. NBA draft this week. How about that? So it's time to really start diving into that, especially for, the smattering of Wildcats likely to be picked this week. I want to talk about U of L's QB room today. How about that little QB talk, Zach? I know that's got you all turned on. And, of course, John Clay. Did the damn thing again, talks about who the next sport at UK to make a breakthrough is after baseball's run to Omaha. Mark Stoops, the statue himself, it's time to talk about him as well. But I want to open with, believe it or not, on our May's Monday reaction, hairtransplantkentucky.com, hairtransplantkentucky.com. Go check out my friend Dr. Chet Mays over there, at Dr. Chet Mays on all the socials. Easy to go find him. But I want to talk about this. It's a theme that I try to have on this show, and I don't know if I do a good job with it or not, but it's something that I do care about, which is when greatness is happening in front of you to notice it. And tonight is one of those chances. And on the very basic level, one of those chances is a Game 7. You win one game, you win a championship. Everything you've done to this point in the season, yes, it matters, but boy, it matters very little if you don't win tonight. And we see, to start out with, a fascinating juxtaposition of a team in northern Canada. Let's be clear, the northernmost town in any of the major four pro sports is Edmonton. They're north of Calgary, they're north of Vancouver, they're north of Winnipeg. It's way the heck up there. I used to go to hockey camp in Alberta, and it was halfway between Calgary and Edmonton, and it was way the hell up there, people. And then you've got South Florida in a town in Fort Lauderdale that has really glommed onto hockey. It's fun to watch it. We see it in Nashville. We see it in Columbus, Ohio. We see it in places where we don't think of these towns as being traditional hockey places. But we also have just the drama of sports. And I imagine a lot of people will tune in tonight that don't usually watch hockey. In the same way that a lot of people who don't watch a lot of baseball might tune in to Tennessee and Texas A&M in Game 3 of the College World Series final. Winner take all. What a beautiful thing to be able to say. And we get to do it all the time in sports. But tonight's one of those nights. And there are a lot of cool elements about tonight. Like I said, that massive trip. By the way, it takes 8 hours to fly from Edmonton to Fort Lauderdale. That's literally like Louisville to Paris. I'm not kidding. It's that far away. You get that juxtaposition. The other part is no Canadian team has won this thing since 1993, man. And by the way, Zach's right. They're actually opening with Game 7 on First Take. I would have lost this bet. I'm glad they're doing it. Now, to be fair, like everything else, it's a product that ESPN actually gets to broadcast. So, of course, they're talking about this. But since the Montreal Canadiens in 1993, I remember those games. I was a young man. I was a preteen, frankly, when those games were being played. And we'll get into a little bit about what that would mean for Canada. But let's start with the greatness aspect of this. And Connor McDavid is on the Oilers. And the Oilers are an interesting team because they do have five titles. Four of them with Gretzky and one of them post-Gretzky with a Messier-led, Jari Kurri sort of team in 1990. And when you want to be great in sports, one of the lists you don't want to be on is greatest players without a championship. Now, there are some in American history, by the way, that are spectacular players. Dan Marino comes immediately to mind, of course, on the football side of things. You got guys like Charles Barkley, who are in the mainstream right now, who never won a title. That's a fun summer topic, by the way. Guys that never won a title, who's the best one? You know, I watched a guy named Reggie Miller torment my Pistons for years, never got that ring. But tonight's one of those opportunities. A guy like Connor McDavid, if he wants to be counted amongst those guys in hockey history, he's got to go do it tonight. His team has to go do it tonight. And one of the more remarkable things is how well they've played when their backs are against the wall tonight. Again, both teams' backs against the wall. Game 7, a very different sort of feel to it. And you can make all kinds of predictions for this game. By the way, it's a total pick'em in Vegas. Zach and I were talking before the show, and one of the things about ice hockey is momentum matters, but not as much as it seems. We'll get to the last green at the golf in a second. Y'all calm down with the text line 437-9680. Keep them coming. I love them. UPS Jobs text line. But the Oilers really haven't won anything since 1990, and that's a very, very long time. And that was a very different game that was being played. Ironically, on those teams, McDavid would have fit in very well. He and Gretzky would have been great teammates. He and Jari Kurri would have been great teammates. He and Mark Messier would have been great teammates. But it's cool, man. It's cool that a guy like Connor McDavid's in Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's cool that we get to watch this. And by the way, it's at 8 o'clock, not like 10:30. So my old man self can find a spot on the couch and let my sons, whichever ones, want to watch this game. My daughter's been getting into sports lately. Maybe she'll jump in with us, too.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but apparently I've been told that Diener's going to be at the game.
Tonight?
Yeah. He's getting on a direct flight and going there. How about that?
Hell yes. That's fantastic. Well, good. I'm glad people
are living. We have representation there. I love it.
People are living better than me. How about that?
Yeah, no kidding.
I've still never been to a Stanley Cup Finals game.
Neither have I. But then again, I'm a Blue Jackets fan.
Fair enough.
We'll get there in about 2075, maybe. I might be alive by then.
Ryan Clark, by the way, on ESPN.com writes, winning Game 7 would give the Oilers an opportunity to say they won it regardless of what happens going forward. Losing Game 7 would only make the path forward slightly more painful to navigate, knowing they were this close. And I think that goes for both teams. Now, obviously, the Panthers have been knocking on the door for years. They've been right there for a long time. But when you have a guy like Connor McDavid and you get to Stanley Cup Game 7, I think that, in a weird way, even though they're at home, the pressure here is on the Oilers. And it's on the best player of a generation. Zach is shaking his head. You can't lose after being down 3-0, Louis. Zach is about to.
That's tell. Exactly right. You're up 3-0. That's the biggest choke in the history of hockey. One of the biggest chokes, if not the biggest choke in the history of professional sports. That's worse.
The Red Sox have already done that for us because they did it against their rival. Nothing comes close to
that's
losing.
That's different. That was the ALCS, not the World Series.
It stopped them from winning a pennant. The pennant matters in baseball, and they did it against their rival. They can't play the Red Sox in the World Series.
That's
what
true.
You're saying is, I'm sorry, that is it. The assemblage of talent, the fact that they have 26 titles. The Panthers haven't won anything. They're a hockey team in Florida.
Which makes it worse. Because no. The Yankees have a lot of history to fall back on. The Panthers have nothing.
Man, I disagree. But it's a cool opportunity to watch a country that cares about this. NHL.com is the most popular website in Canada. Not Google. I want to say that again. The most popular website in Canada is NHL.com. And they haven't had a team win this in 31 years. Like I said, I was a preteen. I remember watching those games. My dad took me to one of his buddy's houses to watch the game because back then it was so hard to get the game. Zach, do you remember who the Canadians beat in 1993?
The Kings?
That sounds right.
Was that the time Gretzky took the Kings to the final?
He did. He did.
I was born in 93. How about that?
There you go. But the end of the drought.
Yeah, it was the Kings. Good for me.
The greatness of Connor McDavid, the idea that he could get, you know, with a couple more points, move himself into just him, Lemieux, and Gretzky as far as individual great postseasons. That can happen tonight.
Yep.
If they lose tonight, it just makes him another really good player that doesn't have a title. And we have that list in this country. We have that list in sports in general. There's a lot on the line tonight. And thank God for sports. I talked about this a bit when we had the passing of Willie Mays last week, about what we love about sports, what it is that makes sports great. Tonight is one of those nights. And it doesn't have to be in a sport that you care about deeply. I remember when the women's national team made the run in the World Cup, and they get to PKs at the end of the game, and the whole country's like, oh, I can kind of figure this out. It's really interesting. Let's watch this together. And we did. And tonight's going to be one of those nights, and it's a cool thing about sports.
Yeah, especially because there's nothing else on television, so there's nothing else to really distract
College
you.
College World Series, if you care about that. That's
but most
it.
People don't. But of the four professional big sports, this is the NHL's fourth. But this is the ultimate moment because you've got the best player in the world, you've got a Game 7, you've got a potential collapse, you've got a potential the greatest comeback in the history of hockey. If the Oilers win tonight, this goes down as, I don't know if the most memorable Stanley Cup final ever, but it is in the conversation because of the historic nature of it. And in many ways, I think what Connor McDavid's going through is kind of similar to what LeBron had in 2012, where LeBron had a great postseason career before that, yep. Like McDavid,
yep.
But LeBron didn't have the ring. And we couldn't have the conversation about LeBron being necessarily an all-time great until he got the ring. Once he won it against OKC, you could have that conversation. If McDavid wins tonight, you can have the conversation because he'll have as many rings as Ovechkin. He's the best player since Crosby. Does this start a run where the Oilers start winning multiple cups a la Gretzky? If they win tonight, that is certainly there. And if the Panthers win tonight, it's a culmination of
many years of very good play.
The relief factor of not blowing 3-0.
Yeah.
And you're doing this at home. And you know what's going to be massive tonight? And we talked about this the other day. Who scores first? Who scores first? Because if Florida scores first, the crowd's on their side. A lot of the momentum goes back their way. If the Oilers score first like they did in Game 5 and Game 6, oh no, here we go again. And the crowd's silent. That's going to be big. Who scores first tonight?
Our Monday morning open is presented by Mays Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, especially by their hair transplant folks, hairtransplantkentucky.com. You're not going to a hospital. You're not doing any of that. Everything done right there in their clinic in St. Matthews. Hairtransplantkentucky.com. Running a special right now, $75 consultation with Dr. Mays. Literally sit down with a plastic surgeon, talk through your options and what they're doing over there. So hairtransplantkentucky.com. Go check them out. My buddy Chet Mays over there with everybody at Mays Plastic Surgery and Med Spa. Texture. How will Euro 2024 affect the Cowboys salary cap restructuring? Listen, when you're talking Romania, Slovakia, all I can think about is Dak Prescott.
I mean, let's be honest, CeeDee Lamb, personally. Look, they're having Gary Bettman on the show. So that First Take is actually going in on the NHL today.
They acknowledge Gary Bettman exists?
Wow.
The second worst commissioner in the history of sports?
I mean, we're all trying to acknowledge he doesn't. Who's the worst?
I don't know. I'm just leaving the spot open in case there was someone who was worse.
Yeah,
you know,
Bettman's pretty much up there.
He's terrible. It's unbelievable.
They've had multiple worse options.
Dieter going to Game 7, then Vegas for UFC next week. What a life. Yeah, no. The VP's crushing it. It is what it is. Texter, Patrick Ewing missing that figure roll layup was a pretty big choke job, too. I wouldn't even need to want to know what the most popular website in Florida is. God, it's a good text. Louis, LMPD tried to get Scotty again. We're going to get there. We'll get there. I actually want to have a larger conversation about sports protests. I don't know how to do that yet, but we're going to figure it out. But Game 7 tonight, man, it's as good as it gets. That's on, actually, I want to get that right.
ABC?
Yes, right. So I want to make sure. Yeah, it's HAS. Okay. Woo! did not want to give the wrong station out. HAS locally here in Kentucky, so we are in the Louisville market at least, and so be able to watch that on there. You know, it is an interesting phenomenon that's going on, and I know this will seem like a non sequitur. I promise it's related. You know, we're starting to hear this. You know, Stephen A's kind of made public that he's in a contract negotiation with ESPN, right? What he thinks he's worth and those kinds of things.
Yep.
And you and I have had the conversation away off air. What would he get at another place? And the answer is less than what he could get at ESPN, right? So if he goes to Fox and has a show on Fox, they can't pay him $25 million a year. ESPN probably can, but they really have to decide if he's worth it. They talk all this, you know, they would not have opened with the NHL if it were not on their air.
No chance.
Okay, we want to say
that. It's like they don't start with the WNBA unless they're covering it.
They're now talking WNBA.
Of course.
And I was just going to say that's because it's on their air. So it's an interesting thing. So Bettman allowed the NHL, one of the reasons he's the worst commissioner in a long time, in the markets, and you know this because you grew up in Columbus,
mm-hmm.
Hockey is like Major League Baseball. It is talked about like crazy within their markets, right? But like baseball, they've done a poor job of marketing the sport in non-host cities.
Very regionalized.
It's very, it's more than that. It's very parochial. It's very, if you're in Columbus, you care about it. You're not talking Columbus Blue Jackets on Cleveland Sports Talk Radio.
No.
You're not talking about it on Cincinnati Sports. Like, Mo Egger's not talking it in Cincinnati.
No.
Right? And so, it's to that kind of level. Now, you have places where it transcends the culture. Like, there's Red Wings talk all over Michigan. There's, you know, Rangers talk all over New York.
Penguins all over Pennsylvania.
Probably, right? Or at least in their part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
Because then you get into the Flyers and the Eastern. But
yeah.
But you're right. The Penguins are a very good example. But you have more. No one's talking Avalanche outside of Denver. No one's talking Sharks outside of that small niche in San Jose and the Bay Area, right? And so it is its own... it's its own thing that way. In other words, it's not part of the national collective conscience in the way that, like, you and I are going to talk NBA free agency. Mm-hmm. No team here, right? We're going to talk NFL stuff. No team here, right? Those are national sports, especially in this market. MLB, NHL, I don't know what they would have to do to get back into that consciousness. But ESPN's a huge deal, part of it. And they've discovered, even with being on ESPN Plus during their regular season, the NHL made a good decision because the ESPN talked about them.
Yeah.
And with the advent of sports betting so pervasive nationwide and ESPN Bet now being a thing, they could talk about hockey and say, oh, really, we're talking about gambling.
And how big is it that this year all the games are on ABC? Every other year it's going to be on TNT. So you have Stanley Cup final games that are going to be on cable. Remember the old versus NBCSN days when they would have...
Outdoor Life Network. They started on OLN.
That's right.
Not OAN, OLN.
There you go. Oh, you got me all excited there for a second. We're doing sports on OAN.
Wait a minute, what?
Crossover.
Text for Stephen A. demanding to talk more NFL when his entire show is about the Cowboys is very funny. I could not agree more. Text for Shannon Sharpworth, more holla at your boy. I do like Shannon Sharp. Texter, loved your segment with Bob Roberts on Friday. He absolutely called the Ohio Derby. Kudos to Bob at batting down. If you listen to this show and then listen to me on the pod, I gave out the superfecta, and Bob gave out batting down as a winner. I'm just saying, like, there's money here, people. Not for Zach, but for people. Texter.
Where's my money?
Man, I really wish Louisville or Indy would get a team in hockey. Yeah, no, I think it would do really well here. Not reading that.
Do you think there's a show up in Canada that, you know, they talk about Dak Prescott? How does Dak Prescott's contract affect the Montreal Canadiens?
I hope, man. But I think even, you know, within Canada, that's, you know, hockey is obviously skewed. Look, man, half the city of Edmonton shows up to stand around their arena when these games are going.
Yeah, they don't even go to the game. They're just outside.
They're just around, right? And like tonight, there'll just be 200,000 people down by the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Just period.
Easy.
Right? So, yeah. Texter, Louis used the terms non sequitur and parochial in a span of 2 minutes. I should have gone to college. Yeah, no, it's all right, buddy. Texter, honest NHL, being on ESPN Plus is a benefit now. Everybody has it. And you can just choose which games you actually want to watch. Could not agree more. That's the thing that I was railing the other day, MLB.TV. Like, if you're still blacking out games, you don't get it. And that's why I just, Manfred, whatever. I know nobody likes him, but
he's the worst commissioner.
That's a legit terrible decision. Like, if you have a service, or if you're ESPN Plus, just let people watch the games. Mm-hmm. Just let them become fans of teams. Like, that is the thing. Like, Seattle expands, and everybody buys Kraken hats and everything else, right? Sure. Like, let people watch the games on ESPN Plus then. Let them be Kraken fans. Who cares? Or Vegas fans or whatever. Like, these new... Who gives a bleep?
Yeah.
They're going to Salt Lake City. Let someone be a Yeti fan or whatever they're going to be called.
They're called the Utah Hockey Club.
Is that what they decided on?
Yes. It's like the Washington football team. They decided to do the Utah Hockey Club.
Not everything is soccer. Not everything is soccer. Not everything is soccer. I just... At least they said hockey and not some like European version of the word hockey, where you get Louisville City Football Club. It's not a football
club.
Okay,
so what
it's
makes
a soccer team?
What makes less sense, Utah Hockey Club or Utah Jazz?
It's Jazz. It's not close, but I got to say something real quick. Jazz is the greatest dumb name for a team in the history of names. It's fantastic.
Yes,
it's fantastically inappropriate.
Yeah. Only because they moved from New Orleans.
I get it. I know why they're that, and I wish the Sacramento would have kept Royals instead of Kings.
Yeah.
I think Royals is a great name. Kansas City Royals.
Cincinnati Royals.
The Cincinnati Royals before that, of course. I think Royals is a great name. I know they were trying to be different, and Kings is fine, whatever, for sure. But it's a missed chance, for sure. Speaking of baseball, Reds Pirates on our air tonight, 640 here on 680 1057. We'll have the College World Series over on 93.9. Obviously, Tennessee and Texas A&M. Tennessee, a prohibited favorite in that one. Texter, I'm a Chicago sports fan and everything, but if they put one more pro team here, I would abandon all my allegiances so fast. I'm dying for a pro team in Louisville. Even WNBA, I'd be all in. Hockey, whatever. I'm dying for a local sports team. I think part of the reason I think Lou City does well, as far as like in-game attendance and people following it. And it's not the level of what a pro team, you know, high level team would do. I want to be clear, but I think a lot of people just really glommed onto that. So there you go. Texter, hockey sucks. Talk sports or cereal, damn it. Texter, I had to Google how to spell parochial, by the way, even though I know the meaning. Take a break here. More sports talk next. Show on a Monday. I promise every week, and I mean it. We'll get you through the week here, 2 hours at a time on Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. You can hear lots of things. Reds Pirates tonight at 6:40 here on our station, here on 680, 105.7, and then over across the hall, 93.9 will have the College World Series that starts at 7. It's a Chick-fil-A Monday around here. Stony Brook and Bardstown got you ready for all of that catering as well. The nuggets, the mac and cheese, everything in between. The tray options, perfect for this summer. Stony Brook and Bardstown locations of Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A sauce, not for me. Polynesian sauce, goated. Here we go. I can't even imagine what sound you're about to play. I'm terrified whenever Zach looks at the computer like this. Texter, Jason Anderson in the house. Let's go sports or leisure. I need to win a koozie. You want a koozie, brother? You just tell me. I'll send you a koozie. How about that? Reds Pirates, 640 tonight on our air. Game 7, man, happening tonight. Where should we go next here? I kind of want to do... Do you have Baja Bully sound ready for me? Because
okay.
I'm very excited to hear that. Louisville basketball will take their, quote, foreign tour to the Bahamas. Got to give credit to our guy Matt McGavick over at SI.com. The Louisville Report on Fan Nation. He does as good a job as anyone cataloging the Louisville Cardinals, so make sure you check out our guy Matt McGavick there. Do you have the sound? Go ahead.
It's not going to be the Baja Bullies are going to have to be a lot better to be the men of Maui. You know what I mean?
The Maui Monsters.
The Maui Monsters. There it is. I love that. If they win that, they really can do the Maui Monsters. And,
yes.
And you really, really, you can hang your hat on it and you can get really excited.
What a sad time that was. What a sad time. Pat Kelsey, if you're listening, please don't ever let that happen again. God. I can't. can't do this again, man. Baja Bullies. But they are. They're in the battle for Atlantis as part of the year one. Year one tenure under coach Pat Kelsey. A little sooner than that, they will head, though, for the Baja Mar Hoops Summer League. They'll play two to-be-determined teams down there as well. And look, these are the kinds of things I think you need to take advantage of when you're new. And frankly, this is the kind of thing, and I don't know the new rules, and maybe somebody can help me with this. How often can they take these trips? Is it, has it been, it used to be every 4 years, Zach. The idea was, you know, back in the day that you did this every 4 years so that, because guys stuck around for 4 years, right? So every 4 year class got to go on a foreign trip. So, you know, Calipari famously goes to Italy with one, you know, this kind of stuff. And frankly, they used to, you know, I think Michigan football took a trip to Italy, this kind of stuff. The trips looked awesome, right? Yeah. Like these are great things, especially, you know, if you're a guy that grew up in, you know, your family didn't travel much or whatever. Maybe you didn't have the means to travel to Europe, that kind of stuff. And so the guys got to go do those trips. But now they're just, hey, let's go play basketball somewhere. And we can get around NCAA rules by playing out of the country, that kind of thing.
They just went to Canada last year. Kentucky did.
Right. So is there a, do you know, is it every year you could take one? Is it every other now?
I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
I think it's, do we know any NCAA rules by now? Because does the NCAA have any?
Fair enough, man. That's a great question. Texture wants to know, do I have a secret Venmo account my wife doesn't know about? Man, I wish. I don't. It's a good question, though, because I did ask Ben Roberts about that. No. Everything's combined. I don't know how people are married and have separate. But I'm excited for our team to participate in the Baja Mar Hoops Summer League in just a few weeks, said Kelsey in a release. We brought so many new pieces to our program, and the practice and playing time will allow us, is invaluable to our team. All right, so I just wanted to mention that I noticed this, but also I think it's a really good idea. That's why he kind of leaked this on Bobby V's show a little bit by, you know.
He wasn't supposed to say it.
Well, who knows? But, you know,
I shouldn't be telling you this.
Thank you. We're doing two of those coaches in a row. But I do think this is a good idea for them. The other part, though, I just wanted to play the Baja Bully sound. The other thing, though, since we're doing a U of L segment, Mark Ennis will be in tomorrow, usual spot at 10 o'clock, is that he writes about, does Matt McGavick at the Louisville Report on Fan Nation. It's still one every 4 years, man.
It's still
that's
4 years.
Yeah, that's stupid. It's so stupid.
Terrible. What's NCAA going
to
do about
it? But what I don't understand is why you wouldn't want students to have those experiences. Yeah. That's the part I don't understand. It's punitive.
So basically once every graduating class is what they're saying.
Texter, Oilers cashed that futures ticket for me tonight. Hockey the way it was meant to be, late June in Miami. Texter, God, I can't believe it's still 4 years.
Can you imagine how much money we could have gotten if we'd bet them after game four? Or after game three, rather.
Yeah. A lot.
I know. I regret it. I should have went all in after game four.
It really depends what kind of sports bettor you are. But if you are the kind that's willing to throw $5 at something for the long shot, that was a long shot you could have thrown $5.
I know.
Yeah. Matt McGavick writes about the Louisville quarterback room as we inch closer, he says, to the start of the 2024 season. So there are two guys coming back. Can you name the two returning quarterbacks for Louisville? I'm not trying to be a jerk to you, Zach.
Pierce Clarkson.
Good job. The other
Harrison one. Bailey?
Boy, that's a good guess, man. No. Brady Allen is back. How about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. We all think of Brady Allen.
Can you name the two incoming quarterbacks? One should be obvious.
Talishuk.
Yes. Do you know the freshman that's coming in? He's got a great name. I got to say, this is a great name.
Go ahead.
Now, he doesn't have a quarterback name. He has more like, this to me sounds like free safety.
Okay.
Deuce Adams.
Oh, yeah. That's not a quarterback name.
That's a free safety.
That's a free
name,
safety.
Right?
That Deuce could Adams. Be a wide receiver.
But Deuce Adams, like nickel linebacker, yeah. Right? Like yeah. Free safety.
Wide receiver.
Texter. No, we have not done that, Texter.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, how about that? I'm going to read this text because it makes me giggle. And I love the text line for these things. 437-9680. I said hello to Bobby V at Putt Shack this weekend. That place looks fire, by the way. I want to say. Place looks fire. Let me know, Texter, 357, if that was place was fire. Everyone I was with was like, who the hell is that guy? Be nice to Bob. What are we doing? Yes. So Tyler Shook and Pierce Clarkson are 1-2 on the depth chart. To him, the third is Harrison Bailey, who's a redshirt senior.
Okay, yeah.
Brady Allen, of course, redshirt sophomore, and Deuce Adams comes in as well. Now, here, this is where all of these things are very interesting to me. Because Tyler Shook has to be the guy. And Zach, here's where I'm at with this. Do you think he's going to be better than Jack Plummer?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's more of a run threat. He's shown throughout his career he's
that
actually
a good...
That part
is unequivocally true. He can run better than,
yes.
than Plummer.
So the read option factor is going to be there.
Okay.
He's a better deep ball thrower. And Tyler Shook, his problem is he has never been able to stay healthy, which is a big problem. But his ceiling is much higher than Jack Plummer's was. I think they can win games because of Tyler Shook. I don't think they ever won a game last year because of Jack Plummer.
Oh, I agree with that. So, in other words, what I was trying to get at here is this a case where we're getting to Brohm having a quarterback that can win games rather than a quarterback that manages games and doesn't lose them?
I think we're there.
Jack Plummer felt like, hey, just don't go lose
don't
this
screw
thing,
up.
Right?
Yep.
And when he did, they lost,
mm-hmm.
especially later in the season.
Yep.
Earlier in the season, he made fewer mistakes, and frankly, Brohm spent much of the season, in my opinion, taking the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
Now, good reason to. Two good running backs last year, a guy that gets drafted, etc. So to me, you know, between you know Jordan and Garendo, those are the things that you do. You take the you feed the studs, right? It's a joke, you know, it's a cliche, but feed the studs.
That's what the best coaches do.
It's the simplest thing.
Don't get bored with being great. Don't get bored with what's working.
But especially feed the studs, even when it's not in an offensive scheme that you're most comfortable with,
yeah.
right? He wants to throw the ball around, do those things. That's fine, but if you've got Isaac Garendo and looking like Wisconsin for 15 plays a game is the best thing for your team, look like Wisconsin for 15.
Yeah, because at Purdue, he had Aiden O'Connell, who's now in the NFL, and yep. he didn't have any NFL running backs or anybody that could run the ball, so they threw the ball 60 times. That's right. What good coaches do. They adjust their scheme
he did
to,
same thing
to
Western,
their personnel.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't force your personnel to adapt to your scheme. You adapt your scheme to your personnel. That's what the good coaches do, and Jeff Brohm's very good at doing that.
Interesting line in here from McGavick, and I'm not sure why he did this, but I think it's an interesting take. Quote, throw in the fact that head coach Jeff Brohm never once entertained the notion of benching Plummer or trying someone new out at starter. It fueled speculation that perhaps Louisville's quarterback room was not as far along as many were led to believe in the preseason. That or Brohm was just extremely loyal to Plummer, given the two's history. Now, obviously, what were the options last year? So you had essentially like Brock Doman,
yeah.
Evan Conley,
mm-hmm.
right, were the other two guys that you really had a chance.
And he was a run threat, not
to
a
go.
Good passer.
And Doman, yeah, was not a great thrower and not a great runner, but he did both okay, right?
Yeah.
And I do think in this case,
I can think of at least two games that I would have pulled Jack Plummer last year.
Yeah.
Against Florida State, most notably.
And I think, and it's extra points out that, you know, Oscar Brohm called it last week, was gushing over Tyler Shook. It is clear that they think he's the guy. And if you talk to people around here, you talk to people around the program in general, they think Tyler Shook is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That he's the one that, you know, they can bring in. He'll understand the offense. He'll excel in it, etc. I do wonder about that line, though. Was he extremely loyal to Plummer, given the two's history, or was the room not that deep?
I don't think he was that loyal to Plummer. He benched him at Purdue.
Number one. Number two, I think it's more of what we just talked about, which was his job last year was to not lose games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this year, if you're bringing in a Tyler Shook and you think it's different, that he can win you games, that he can make plays, that he can be that next level guy, then we're going to look at a very different team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot has been made of the schedule. Going to Clemson, going to Notre Dame. If you tell me
going to Kentucky
that you largely thank you going to Commonwealth as well, but in the rivalry that seems to not matter where that game is played seems to not matter. A lot has been made of the schedule, but if you're telling me you upgraded a quarterback and that you did well in the portal again by every ranking measure that I can find in metric, they've done better. Why does the schedule matter then?
You bring Tyler Shook in to win at Clemson. You bring him in to win at Notre Dame.
Or
he's
at least go 2-3 in those games.
Yeah. If you split those two games and you win the rest of them, you're 11-1 going to the ACC championship game, you're going to be in the playoffs.
I also, by the way, with the guys who left, so Doman was clearly number two last year. Evan Conley was available because he could do the running things that you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that Pierce Clarkson wasn't ready, Man, Zach, you've been around college football a long time. Since when are we just... When did this switch flip that a guy like Pierce Clarkson had to just be the number two guy last year as a true freshman?
I think it flipped when Tua Tagovailoa came in.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Man.
Him and Trevor Lawrence, back-to-back years, okay. True freshman quarterbacks that won national championships. Gotcha. I think that kind of set the expectations or changed the expectations of, oh, this guy's not ready as a true freshman. Well, these guys were.
Okay. So let's translate that to what we have at Louisville now across the street. In my mind, it is not an indictment on Pierce Clarkson that he wasn't ready as a true freshman.
I agree.
Okay. It also, frankly, is not an indictment if he's not ready to be the starter ahead of Tyler Shook this year. Tyler Shook's, what, 24? 25?
Yeah, I think he's married.
Yeah, he just got married this summer. Are you going to tell me the 19-year-old kid from Southern California is going to be the guy? I mean, like, it would be great. That would be a great problem, by the way.
Yeah, Tyler Shook's married.
If they get to, yeah, I remember. But, like, if they get to September and they're like, man, we really don't know who we're going with, and they're gushing over Tyler Shook, that's a great problem. I don't anticipate that, but, boy, that would be a great problem. And I think it's totally fine that Pierce Clarkson isn't ready. Yeah. I really do. I think it's totally fine that, or at least that you think Tyler Shook's going to be better for this season.
I will say this, though. I think Clarkson needs to be ready in case Tyler Shook gets hurt.
Oh, yeah. I think he needs to be number two on that chart, and clearly number two on that chart.
Yeah, but yes. And remember, he better be ready because Tyler Shook has an injury history. So
and
the odds
the way,
are that he's going to get hurt again.
For all of the things about Flyville and all the fun we had with it and blah, 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 text, our QB has an AARP card. That's a good text. For all the things made of the billboards and whatever else, if the ego thing were a problem, I really think he's not here this year in Pierce Clarkson.
Yeah, I agree.
His dad's a big developer of quarterbacks in Southern California, etc. That would be, we wouldn't see him anymore if that were going on. So I think it's actually, I don't know. I'm bullish on the quarterback room, not because I think Tyler Shook's going to be a world beater, but rather if he's an upgrade from Jack Plummer and we saw what we saw last year. Now, the only, if you want to go negative, and I don't.
Positive radio.
Is sports has a way of balancing itself out. So if you win a bunch of close games one year, the next year you tend not to win those games again. However,
right.
They lost to Pitt. They lost four games last year. It's not like they lost a game.
Right.
It's not like they went 13-1 last year or something.
Yeah.
Rather, they did lose those four games in that season. So I don't know. I'm not ready to say 10-win season, but if people are high on Tyler Shook, which I have to trust, and you've got Pierce Clarkson, who was very highly rated coming out of high school. That's a good 1-2. Not great. It's a good 1-2, Zach. And I, again, bullish on this because I trust Jeff Brohm with quarterbacks.
I'll ask you this. If Tyler Shook's the best quarterback in the ACC this year, would you be surprised? I wouldn't be. Because DJ Uiagalelei, could he be better than DJ? I think he can. I think he can be better
than count,
Kate
right?
Klubnik. Yeah, Kate Klubnik hasn't shown me much at Clemson.
Boy, that's a good exercise. That is a really good exercise.
It would not surprise me. I'm not saying he will.
Let's do the list real quick.
Yeah.
So who's who? Who's at Florida State? DJ.
DJ. Uiagalelei.
Who is at Clemson? Is
Kate Klubnik.
I don't like him at all.
Cam Ward's Miami.
Ooh,
the
I like
Washington
Cam Ward a
State
lot.
Transfer.
You know what's interesting? I guess he was on campus and they had a chance at him.
Cam Ward.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that story or not. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I like Cam Ward a lot. I think that would be... Who's Pitt's quarterback next year?
Oh, I don't even know.
They have to have gotten a new one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't know either.
The thing about Cam Ward is Cam Ward will have games where he looks like the best quarterback in college football, but he also leads college football in turnovers.
I don't trust who he's surrounded by as far as leadership.
Well, he turned the ball over a ton last year. That's his other problem. Yeah, I don't trust Cristobal as far as I can throw him.
Oh, is it pronounced Shook or Shuck? Oh, no. Now I don't know.
I think it's Shuck.
Okay, with a U.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Like shucking corn.
Texture, I've been to Putt Shack. It's a lot of fun. You can take your kids there and your kids will have fun. You can just go with adults and the adults will have fun. Man, that's high praise, dude. I like it. Texture, a lot of teams who had played Plummer told us he stunk before last year. I have not heard similar about Shook, so that's at least an improvement in itself. Probably. Texture, Louisville under two coaches never beat Clemson in like seven tries. That's why playing at Clemson matters. I think anyway, Clemson has broken my heart many times, but I've met Dabo and he's a nice guy. Oh, wow, that text had everything. At some point, they've got to break through that game. And
yeah.
The other breakthrough that has to happen, and it's more of a personal thing, is after a big win, Brohm has to win the next game.
Yep.
That has to happen at some point.
Because that's going back to his days at Purdue. He did similar things.
Oh, it goes back before.
So you've got three breakthroughs you've got to have. You got to have that breakthrough, you got to have the Clemson breakthrough, and, of course, the rivalry breakthrough.
Yes, that's right. It's a lot. That's a lot, man. Now, if you can get two of those,
that's good.
That'd be unbelievable. That puts you probably, if you have those two breakthroughs, you're probably in the playoff.
Yeah, you're probably back in the ACC championship game, and yep. That probably gets you in the playoff.
Pitt's QB has a name like Castellanos. Oh, who is that guy?
He's at Boston College.
Did he move to Boston?
Castellanos is.
Oh, okay.
There's a deep drive in the left field.
I just got stuck at 3 trades an acre. Yeah, that'll do it to you, man. It's not good.
Who is Pitt's
Ford player, man?
It's like Valu or something like that. That was who.
Oh, that's right. The French Canadian kid. That's yeah. Right. Oh, God, that's right. God, good memory on you, man. Yeah, I can't stand that. He had the very obviously French pronunciation available, and he went with something completely different. It's a bad job. Oh, man. Oh, it's a bad job. Let's take a break here, though. I want to remind you of my friends over at Manscaped, manscaped.com. Our promo code there is horseracing, all one word, 20% off your purchase, free shipping to your house, manscaped.com. Go check them out. Promo code horseracing. Get 20% off your order. That includes items that are already on sale, shipped to your house, wherever you live in North America. Make sure you get in on that. It's NBA draft week. Let's talk about that next here on ESPN 680, 105.7.
You are listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, back at it. Final segment of a 10 o'clock hour on a Monday. We'll get you through the week 2 hours at a time here on Rabot & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Reminder, Reds Pirates tonight at 6:40. Tennessee and Texas A&M over on 93.9 at 7 o'clock. The finale of the College World Series there in Omaha. Tomorrow as well, 6:40, Reds Pirates on our air happening then. Louisville Sports Live Wednesday, 7 o'clock over on 93.9. As well, NBA draft this week. We'll have a ton of that coverage. I'm sure it is not on the show sheet, but I am sure by the time we get there, it'll be on our air in some kind of capacity. Do you know where the NBA draft is this year?
No. Did they move it like the NFL?
I don't know. I'm just guessing they moved it.
I always thought they were still in New York.
Kenny Atkinson has been hired by the Cavs. Your reaction, Cavs fan?
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Been longtime assistant with Golden State. Yep. Has an NBA background. Good with it.
I think it's a boring hire in the best way.
Which is fine.
Yeah, in the best way.
He was the head coach of the Nets for 4 years.
Yeah.
Remember, he coached them before KD and all them came
Yeah,
around.
So he's got the experience, but he's also got the time on the bench out in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a guy who listens to this show and tells me that I'm choosing the wrong topics all the time. It's a very strange way to listen to this show. But yeah, Texter, when I hear Ted Nugent, I think Louis Rabot, Texter. Playing Ted Nugent for Monday Music. I knew Zach was MAGA. I got to say, he's got a charity, Zach, where he hunts and he donates the meat to homeless shelters.
Yeah.
Look, man, you could say a lot of stuff, but that's pretty cool.
Like, yeah. Oh, no, that's awesome.
That stuff's cool.
Whenever I think,
but he's out of his mind.
I mean, whenever I think Ted Nugent, I think of the 70s show episode where they were selling bootleg shirts. Tad Nugent. Ted. Hyde and Fez are outside selling bootleg shirts. Donna got to meet Ted Nugent.
Buy your Tad Nugent.
Tad Nugent.
What a great moment in TV history. Oh, Dad. So stupid. Oh, man. 437-9680 UPS Jobs Text Line. Keep them coming over there. It is NBA draft week, though. And lots of forecasts for first rounders and different things. And one of the, you know, the grand challenges going forward for people sitting in this chair, for example, is who the hell are these French guys? I think that's something we're going to have to ask ourselves. A text, or does Atkinson have a podcast, though? God, that's a good text. That's a good text.
You realize what the cost of those t-shirts were back in on the 70s show? $2.50.
Is that what it was?
You think that's realistic even back then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that be like 10 bucks today?
You could buy a t-shirt right now at Walmart for like 6 bucks.
Yeah.
For sure. Extra, would Zach ever hunt cougars? Let me tell you something. I've gotten to know Zach Cantrell a little bit. The answer is yes.
Who's saying I'm not?
Y'all settle down with that. Producer Zach all over the place. But I, essentially, the questions are starting to come out. You know, why is this Rosacher guy such a favorite at number one? And you've got Saar. Alex Saar is the other one. But Rosacher is clearly giving it. The first American player, the first college player, whatever you want to call it, is Donovan Clingan. And that's kind of what I wanted to ask is, do you think Donovan Clingan's going to be a good pro? My eyes do not see pro with Donovan Clingan. Now,
is this one of those I can just say I have no idea?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zach, you're welcome to do that on the show. It's okay. What I don't want you to do is lie to the audience.
Oh, we don't do that.
I try not to. Yeah.
I'm not going to fake tick. I'm not going to tell you Donovan Clingan's a superstar. He's going to be a bum.
Or he's going to be a bum. Right. Yeah. Okay. I don't see top five pick out of him. Now, part of that, Zach, is something we've also talked about a lot, which is this may not be an all-time great draft.
Oh, no. This is an all-time terrible draft.
We think. Now, usually those projections are correct, right? Before the series, I thought, you know, Mavs-Celtics was a good matchup. Vegas was like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And so there you go.
That's why all those buildings exist out there.
There you go. I do wonder if the Hawks will trade out of that spot because they don't need the number one pick based on, you know, they got it. They're one of those teams that reminds me of the Spurs getting the number one pick when they were like a 3% chance or something like that. Could they trade back and do something different, right? The draft is getting more and more difficult to predict because of the infusion of these foreign players. So my question to you, Zach, and I'm doing this on air, do we stick to the local guys as far as the draft? Or do we try to figure out who Alex Saar is and how good he is for FC Long?
We can do a little bit of both.
Okay.
You saw the graphic the other day about the best three-point shooters were Dillingham, Reed, and Reeves. And yet, Calipari decided to not start two of those guys. Incredible, great coaching job, John. Great coaching job. Now, I was always the guy all year that said, why is this so hard? Just play your best players.
Yeah.
I never understood people like, oh, they're coming off the bench or playing starter minutes. Like, how about you just don't get
John
down
Clay
by 10
wrote
points?
That article defending Calipari about that, and I thought his take was, if you just take it black and white as far as who's getting the minutes, yes, it's true, but they did Justin Edwards.
How about don't start every season? How about at the under 16 timeout in the first 4 minutes, don't be down 8 or 10 points and have to play comeback the entire game?
Texter, I've given up on hunting cougars. I've decided to hunt Hawk Tuas instead. The Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
When do we think that starts to run out? Is it this week?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's gotten to Monday.
The Oiler girl started to run out. I mean, she's starting to resurface because they're winning. But as soon as this,
which one do you like? Which one do you like more?
The Oiler girl.
Okay. Attaboy.
Easy.
Because Hooters, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the Hooters is closing in the South End?
I saw that.
What are they going to do out of the South End? Got to get them a... oh, my gosh. What's the group? What's the group here that... Twin Peaks. We got to get them a Twin Peaks out there. Oh, there it is. Texter. Hooters on Dixie Highway is closing. Sad day. Got my first Hawk Tua from a waitress there. Hashtag memories. I don't believe you, but it's a good text. Texter, I'm embarrassed to say as a UK fan that I've never heard of Donovan Clingan, but the last 5 years of Cal have lost interest in college basketball. There was a time when I could name every starter on top 25 teams. Yeah, you didn't watch a lot of college basketball if you don't know who Donovan Clingan is, man.
Yeah, he's a pretty big name.
Texter, the Oiler girl posed for Playboy. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Playboy's still a thing, huh?
Apparently.
Texter, hope that Hawk to it thing runs out soon. Look, it is modern internet. That girl can't last more than, you know, as far as memeage for 10 days.
Week and a half. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 10 days is what happens, and we move on. It is a great video, though. I mean, yes. It's okay. It's okay to say it's a great video. Her friend's reaction is awesome. The guy's, like, stunned enough. Not too much, but just enough. It is what it is. By the way, Sha'Carri Richardson. I am very, very, very rooting for her in the Olympics. I'll just say it. I'll be that guy.
Bigly? Yeah.
No, I remember we had a, of all things, Derby Week about horse medication. And I just, telling someone they can't run a race because there's marijuana in their system is the dumbest. it's not performance enhancing. Stop. Stop.
It's the opposite.
It is not those things, man. Oh, man. Texter, great show, boys. Here's the no-lose offer. If Louis will go 10 shows without using fire as an adjective, I'll send you a check for $250 to any charity. The Otter System works. I didn't know I said it that often. I will do that.
You say it about as much as KP said fight.
Ooh, really?
It's pretty close.
Ooh. All right, I'll go back to dope.
10 shows. All right, so we've got the rest of this week, all of next week, and then the following Monday. That's 10 shows.
All right.
Think you could do it?
Nope. But I will try. And if I don't, I will donate $100 to charity. How about that?
Done.
Or should we have a fine? Should I get fined like 20 bucks every time I say it?
Yeah, swear jar.
A little swear jar?
How about every time you say it, 20 bucks goes to me? I'm the swear jar.
You're not a good charity.
I'll give it to charity.
Texter, I'm saying my man's ain't lasted too long with a Hawk 2. I'm just saying, I get it. Texter, Oiler Girl. Get the Oiler Girl to a Ted Nugent concert. Texter, they closed Hooters. Did the girls finally graduate college? It's a fair question. Look, they're trying to get through law school, people. Texter, hey. Did the Craig Jordan meme and Photoshop's have the longest meme run for social media? Craig Jordan meme is still totally on the table. You can still use that for anything.
Anything.
Game 7 tonight, if the Oilers don't win, Connor McDavid should be covered in that.
Absolutely.
No question.
Whoever loses any sporting event should always be
covered.
No
question in my mind. Go ahead and do that. It's something that they should absolutely continue to do. Craig Jordan.
Michael Jordan is responsible for two of my favorite memes ever. That one, and whenever somebody's going off the rails, stop. Get some help.
Get some help, yeah. It's too bad we couldn't figure out a better way to do the ceiling is the roof.
I know. That was a missed opportunity.
Like, I don't know how to more, you know, to capitalize better on that, but we really should try to figure that out. I'm not at all sure how we missed that, but...
Do you remember when Michael Jordan did the crying meme? You remember when that was?
I really don't.
I believe it was at the Hall of Fame.
Huh.
That was before he went up and roasted everybody. Like, he showed a moment of humility and humanity, and then he goes up and just talks about how terrible his high school coach was for cutting him, and Byron Russell was for thinking he could guard him, and all that kind of stuff.
They're making Hawk to, just look at the text line.
Oh, boy.
Spent all that thing. Texter saying weed is an unfair advantage is like people who thought Oscar Pistorius had no legs was an unfair advantage in a race, yeah. Yeah.
I can safely say I've never thought about running on that. I just wanted to eat.
Oh.
I don't want to run anywhere.
Yeah, CBD ain't exactly pushing you to running. Yeah.
I want to watch Beavis and Butthead and eat pizza.
100%. Watch tires or something.
Come on.
Eat pizza. It's so true.
We got to review that like in the next day or so. Did you finally watch all the episodes?
I have.
All right.
We'll get there. Well, let's set a time right now. So the audience knows that we're going to be talking about it full. By the way, I saw Inside Out 2 yesterday with my kids. I enjoy those movies. Okay. Not going to lie. I enjoy those movies. As a parent, you can relate to way too much in those movies. By the way, if you have a teenager, it hits a little way too close to home. Whew. A little too close to home. Plus, it's about hockey. How about that? Texter, how about the Hooters on Dixie was always a bizarro restaurant. Was that the strangest hockey in Miami in June? I need a little more extrapolation on that. Why was it strange? Was it because there were attractive women in the South End? I'm kidding. Man, that might be... That's the line.
You said the quiet part out loud.
I love the South End, man. There's something about... And Zach, we'll have to do this. We'll get you the full experience. Churchill on like a Wednesday. You leave at like 4 after betting like 6-7 races. And then you head to the South End for some delicious Vietnamese food.
Mm.
Are you a spicy food guy? I actually don't know that about you.
Can be.
Okay. All right. So like a 2 out of 5 kind of spice range probably for you in a Vietnamese restaurant?
Probably a 3.
3? Okay. Right,
that's 2.5, 3.
Yeah. Okay. I get you.
I'm not weak.
It's not the suggestion. No, just some people, some of the toughest people I know can't do spicy food. It's okay. It really is. I will use hot and sour soup or... Thai food if I have a cold, just to clear it out.
Yeah, that'll clear the sinuses. Yeah,
does a lot of clearing. Texter, how long before the Hawk 2 is a Thoroughbred's registered name? Tomorrow. Someone will definitely call her this Hawk 2 tomorrow. That's how it goes. Man, oh man. We did a very bad job of talking NBA draft, so we'll get into that in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed any part of this hour, you can go back to the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com. or on the app. If you don't have the app on your phone, you are really missing out on the easiest way to listen to the station on the go. Costs you nothing. All of our programming is available there as well. Text your Vietnamese food is good. Just chew and don't ask. Ask what all the ingredients are. Look, as long as it's spicy and warm, I have a very simple rule, Zach. If I don't know your cuisine, bring me a big bowl of whatever it is that you think is the best food. That's it. That's the go-to. When we were in, we were in Puerto Rico a couple years ago, that's the go-to. If I'm in the south end at a Vietnamese restaurant, that's the go-to. I don't think about it. NBA draft. We'll get back into Game 7 in the NHL, maybe put a bet together. And NBA free agency is coming up. John Force at the age of 75 was in a drag racing accident. Is that how he wants to die? We ask next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.